This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a, what, Victory Monday. They won?
Yeah, man. Victory!
I don't know how much we're going to talk about that football game yesterday, though, although they did win it.
They did win.
Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Andy Bunker on this balmy Monday morning here in Atlanta. As obviously you did say, the Falcons did win the football game, closing
out
the season on a good note, you know, against their rivals. And the biggest Saints supporter in the world is in here with the Michael Vick Atlanta Falcons jersey. I'm Bijan Robinson. that I love so much. It looks good on you, my brother.
Who'd you lose a bet to?
Tara.
This is what she wanted.
Okay.
So my side of the bet involved zero clothes, and hers involved a green shirt.
There we go.
Tells kind of where she's at with you then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, most men, that's what we want anyway. But, yeah, man, and then, you know, the decision has been made by Arthur Blank to relieve his head coach and general manager of the duties. I just feel like this decision has been made.
Oh yeah,
this didn't happen after the game or anything like that. This is a decision that was made probably weeks ago, Andy.
Definitely,
he's gonna let him coach out the season and then we'll go on. And now you're in a situation where you're in the running for a coach and a GM. You got to go get one of those, present football operations, all that other stuff. Obviously, that's in the mix. And we know the names that are being floated out there.
We know who's going to be the president of football operations.
Yeah, we understand that. But they have to do their process of, you know, Rooney and all those different – Rooney Rule and things like that. But we're pretty sure that's going to be the role that that Matt Ryan will probably, you know, whatever his role is. I don't know. That says the head coach, general manager, answer to him. And he has final say.
Mm-hmm.
On what?
Everything.
Like what?
I'll draft picks. Run on second down.
Matt Ryan's going to have final.
Yeah. What flavor the Gatorade is on the sideline.
Right. So it's going to be a cluster again.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's going to be a cluster. Because you're telling me, and I understand, when, you know, the Zoom, whatever we just got off of, everything trying to explain stuff. You didn't explain nothing to me. You're trying to hire search firms. I understand they're used. All organizations use them. I get it. But you're telling me you're using one for one and one for the other. And why don't you just get one and then let that one hire? I just, again, this is going to be a cluster. Because it's the damn Falcons, it is. But I'm surprised that I'm not surprised that Terry and Rob were fired. Not surprised at all by that. I'm just surprised the fact that they're looking at Matt Ryan as the savior, and he's going to come in here and because it worked in one situation, it's going to work here in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the tricky thing when you talk about sports and trying to model and copycat somebody else's formula. You automatically think, well, it worked for them, so it got to work for us.
Yeah, and that has been
my
criticism of the Falcons' decision-making process for years now, which is it often is, oh, they did that, so we ought to try this.
Yes.
Oh, they did that, we like that, so we'll try to incorporate that here. The best teams, franchises, however you want to put it,
yep.
build their own culture based on the people that they have
Correct.
And the vision that they have for their franchise.
Correct.
And I'm sure that they look at other things. I mean, it's there's nothing wrong with sort of like seeing what has worked and learning from it. But right. yeah, like simply trying to recreate what has happened in other places and then implement it here. Like there is no such thing as a blueprint.
No.
Every team has a different way of doing it.
Yes.
Just look at the NFL right now. All the teams that are in the playoffs today have done it slightly different ways.
Yep.
And, you know, some of it will be sustainable and some of it won't be. Look, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to work.
It seems to sound like it's going to be a cluster.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it will be. Man. Maybe it will be. But I'm not going to allow the potential of that to detract from what I think they got right yesterday.
Yes.
Which is the owner saying pretty flatly, like, this isn't good enough. We have to do better than this.
Right.
I don't care that you did this pretty good or you did that pretty good or whatever. I'm not going to split hairs and try to pin blame on one guy. This is a collective failure.
Yes.
We have to fix it.
Yes.
Now, will they? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I hope they do.
I hope they
but
do,
But I'm not going to sit here today
with them making the
good choice that they made yesterday
right.
and say because they've failed in the past that they'll fail in the future. I hope they get it right going forward.
Yes.
Now, yes, some of the details that we understand about the process that they're using going forward seems a bit complicated.
Yes.
Seems a bit convoluted.
Yes.
Seems like
yes.
there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe all those cooks will work together and they'll get it right. But what we do know is what they had was failing.
Yes.
And they got rid of it.
Yes.
And which is kudos to them for doing it quickly and not sugarcoating it and not dragging their feet like they've done in the past. Clean break, move on.
And you know the two obvious names, Ra and Terry, but then also it comes out that Rich McKay is in another position that he was already in, but he's still a part of
Here's what we know about Rich McKay and his role with the Arthur Blank like conglomerate of corporations.
That's right.
He's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
And a big part of the reason for that is because he's too involved.
Yes,
like I won't say too involved. Because he's doing a lot of things for the AMBSE group that Arthur Blank loves.
He's his confidant, man.
But he's the CEO.
Yeah.
He runs all the stuff.
He's not going to say, Arthur, hire this guy or not. But Arthur Blank's going to ask him.
Oh, sure.
He's going to ask him, just like he's going to ask Beatles. And I'm assuming that his son's going to have a bigger role also.
I would imagine.
Then you're going to do that. Then whoever the football guy is, operations, you're going to go through that process. That'll be the group of problems. But it's going to be other guys
Here's
outside.
What I'll give the Falcons credit for. Like, Rich McKay's not going to not be involved in the operation of AMBSE, which is a lot of different stuff, not just the Falcons.
Yes.
We're talking about the Falcons.
Yes.
Right?
Period.
And that's what we always try to make clear when we do this. No one's criticizing Arthur Blank's philanthropy.
No.
No one's criticizing the overall operational health of Arthur Blank's businesses.
Yes.
The Falcons football team isn't good enough.
No.
That's it. That's what we talk about here on this radio show. Not business success, not getting buildings built, not whatever. Like, we're talking about whether or not the Atlanta Falcons football team on Sundays go out there and put a competitive product on the field. And they don't.
They haven't.
Because of that, the fans have taken their frustration all the way to the top of the food chain, which is Rich McKay.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Blank owns the team. Can't fire the owner. We understand that. I'll give the Falcons credit for realizing that Rich McKay's name is so toxic that they have to move him around.
Yes.
And that they can't have him be visible anymore.
Yes.
And that he'll be out of sight, out of mind, hopefully, for Falcons fans when replaced by a franchise legend and whoever else is in sort of that power structure. But like, they at least realize that he's not popular amongst the fan base.
I mean, eventually you were running out of people to blame, and so you had to. And I like your explanation of that is, just the toxicity. And I like Rich McKay. I think he's a good man. I really, really do. I think he's been good for football himself because he's been around and done every damn thing. But this is a process of now. Can you get it right? If Matt Ryan can get it done, then get it done.
Great.
You know what I mean? Great. I just don't feel it will because I know this damn organization. Something will happen. Something will happen to maybe set this back. The biggest thing you got to do is you got to get the right damn coach. You got to get the right damn coach, yeah. the right coordinators, okay, general manager, whatever, whatever. I don't know how they go about this process of hiring. When you look at a reputable GM who has options, does he want to answer Matt Ryan?
I don't know.
Does he want to answer it? Does a guy who has his choice of jobs in the front office to run football teams, does he want to answer to Matt Ryan?
Yeah, I don't know what Matt Ryan's name means in the grand scheme of things in the NFL.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'm sure he's respected. Obviously, he was an incredibly good player and by all accounts a really good dude and did a good job broadcasting the last couple of years. And I don't know. I don't know that makes him like a shoe-in to be a great team president.
Yeah.
I hope he is.
I hope he is,
but,
too.
But I don't know that he will be. But again, that's not, you know, that I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope that by moving on from what was and putting him as the team president, ideally empowering him to have at least enough say to make the decisions that need to be made. I would imagine also when they announce Matt Ryan as the team president, which we assume will happen this week, Matt Ryan will then take over the process of the searches.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody works for the team right now.
I understand
that's why they
that.
Need search firms.
Yeah,
they don't have anybody.
Well,
who's looking for head coaches? The general manager? They don't have one. Who's looking for the general manager? The team president? They don't have one.
Right.
Nobody works for the Falcons right now.
That
except
we know
for the players.
Of. That we know.
That we know of.
Yes.
Yeah.
That we
right.
know.
But like until they put Matt Ryan in there,
mm-hmm.
and Matt Ryan's been doing homework on general managers and coaches for a couple of weeks now, for whatever reason. That's what was reported.
Well, I mean, if it's reported, I mean, this is one of those things where the back channeling and all those different things.
But that's what search firms
yes,
do.
Yes,
search firms
that.
Can back channel.
Yes, they can. They're not tampering.
They're allowed
yes,
to talk to the agents
exactly.
of coaches that work for other teams.
Yes.
That may be fired or moving on or want to move on or whatever.
Yes.
That who at Arthur Blank or Greg Beatles or Rich McKay or whoever is a Falcons employee cannot do.
Is this?
They're allowed to tamper.
Is this
that's
an exciting time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Because
mm-hmm.
the newness of it. There's something new coming down.
When you can't be excited about what's happening right now, you have to be excited about the future.
Right.
There was no way that Falcons fans were going to be excited about a future that was coached by Raheem Morris and general managed by Terry Fontenot.
No question.
Not both of them.
No question.
So without knowing what is next,
mm-hmm.
you can at least be excited about the possibility of new.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. That's what I was asking, you know, as
because
far
you
as,
can't be excited about now.
You can't be excited about the process of what has just transpired over the last 8 years. Now, can you view it as a possibility? Because there's so many different things with this roster that needs to be done and everything like that. But that's not even top line right now. You got to find a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find somebody to lead this organization. Somebody that will, like you said, the culture needs to be changed. The inability
right.
to finish. The
yep.
inability to get the personnel right at the most important freaking position in sports. There's so much that has to go right for this team to get it. And it's going to be a process of it might not go as fast as you want it to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's automatic comes down with, you got this guy, you got this coach, now go win games. Yeah, I understand that part about it, but it could be a process. It could be one of those things where I don't ever think it's going to get as bad as the Jets. Because that just has a stench of a black cloud over it.
Yeah, but the problem is they've gotten into that neighborhood.
They're there.
And that's what I like about Arthur Blank
yes.
yesterday was like, look, I'm never in a million years did I think my franchise
and he's
was
getting,
gonna
and he, and how,
that
how does he now?
He's in his mid-80s.
Yeah. So he's in a rush.
Right. He wants to get this thing on track quickly and win some damn football games. Get back to the playoffs at least, and hopefully more than that. But that you just hit the nail on the head. All of the decisions that they make, hires that they make, coaching staff, all that stuff, it's vital. Like it's culture.
It's so important.
None of it matters if they don't get the quarterback right.
Nothing.
Because the only time this franchise has ever been anything more than what they are right now
mm-hmm.
is in the brief period of time when Michael Vick was electric and excellent.
Yes.
And then obviously that fell off.
Yes.
And then when Matt Ryan was one of the best quarterbacks
yes.
in the NFL.
And so he knows.
A 15-year period
yes.
of time when the Falcons weren't one of those teams
yes.
that you would include with the bottom seven or eight
yes.
teams in the league.
Yes.
And it was because they had really good quarterback
yes.
play. So everybody knows that. Like, but it's the hardest thing in sports to do is get a franchise quarterback and win with him. Like, everyone knows what it is.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they have Penix, and I don't know if Penix is that. I hope he is, but I don't know.
He's
hurt right now.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Like,
and now he's,
that's the most important thing. Matt Ryan was so good
yep.
at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they only made the playoffs half the time,
yes.
by the way, because of this is the franchise that we're talking about.
Right.
like the best guy in the history of the franchise could only make the playoffs half the time. And he was so good that now he is in charge of trying to lead the franchise
right
out of this abyss that they're in right now. I do think that that's a little bit telling about the history of the franchise. No offense to Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's a great player and probably be in the Hall of Fame and all that kind of stuff.
Correct.
But the fact that there's only one guy in the history of the franchise that was good enough to win half the games, and now they're like, well, fix us.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Basically.
They're not another guy.
No.
Not one other guy.
If you look at Arthur Blank, I've never given anybody more money than I've given this guy. All right? Now I'm going to give him some more money. All right? All right?
And I'm not saying he can't do it.
I know. I am definitely not saying Matt Ryan can't do the job if he gets a job. I would never say that.
Yeah.
I would love for it to be true. I just don't believe it because it's the Falcons.
And that's what they have to change.
Yep.
It's the Falcons. That phrase,
yep,
it's the Falcons, has to mean something different in 5 years than it means right now.
Because
right now, it's the Falcons means you got eliminated from playoff contention on December 7th, one out, finished tied for first place in your division, and none of it mattered because you were eliminated from the playoffs on December 2nd.
Exactly.
That's what it's the Falcons means right now. They have to change what that is, and that's a change of culture, and that's hard to do, really hard to do. But at least they're willing to try. I'll give them credit for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It was going to be a tough sell today coming in here at 11 o'clock and being like, well, maybe Raheem captured some momentum with the four wins. I'm thankful that we don't have to try to do that to you. All right. We'll get the phone lines open in about half an hour, 404-726-0929. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Monday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.